was here and shared with us some information about what possibly could be with a mission project in the congregation. And now, over 4 years later, 4.5 years later, here we stand. So,
we're...
Why don't you read what comes after and then save your first sentence for last?
Okay. Koinonia is koinonia, or fellowship. Under the cross, written in John 3:14-16, says, "So must the Son of Man be lifted up that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have it."
Keep talking. Green light's on. Just talk.
I can't hear on this. Okay. I'm waiting for Kirk to
go right there.
Okay. I'll start again. Koinonia is koinonia, or fellowship. Okay, let's start from the beginning then. This is Koinonia. Broadcasting at 95.7 megahertz on the FM dial, in accordance with a license granted by the Federal Communications Commission of Washington, D.C. Koinonia is koinonia, or fellowship, which means community, under the cross, as written in John 3:14-16. So must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This means that I hear God's free offer of his death on the cross for my life, in him, and trust in him for my salvation. And that applies to all of us. Accordingly, we intend to bring Christ's living word for you. Koinonia's purpose is to serve all our neighbors here in Lincoln. We are Koinonia 95.7, the cross.
Thank you, Nick. It is fitting that we should sing Lift High the Cross, 837. scripture reading, Isaiah 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing praises to God, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Matthew 13. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about Him, so that He got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And He told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depths of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what is sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what is sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word of God and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Several years ago, I was making a hospital visit in one of our local hospitals. And as I was visiting with one of our members, I heard a voice out in the hallway. That voice said, is that Pastor Poppy in there? And I said, yes. How did you guess? And the individual in the hallway said, I recognized your voice from the radio. For years, we've had people who have told us again and again how meaningful the radio ministry has been here at Good Shepherd. We've had people walk into our door after they've said, I tried to work up enough nerve after years of listening on the radio to finally come into God's house hoping that the beams wouldn't fall down on top of me. In the past, we've been very, very blessed. But with 30 minutes a week, once a week, the radio ministry here at Good Shepherd has been severely limited. That's been changing. And today, it does change. I chose the parable of the sower for our word today, even though we've been hearing a lot of cross talk because of the cross on top of the tower. But I think the parable of the sower is very appropriate. Because one of the names that you have when you sow seed is to broadcast the seed. broadcast sowing. And that is exactly what is going on with the radio mission and ministry here at Good Shepherd, KNNA 95.7, The Cross. We are broadcasting the Word of God. We are broadcasting what it means to have koinonia, enjoying the gifts that God has given us, enjoying them to their full, realizing, as we heard earlier, that there is a giver of all good gifts, and this giver has a name: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one true God. Today we rejoice in the opportunity that we have, and we pray that God would bless us, that we would be good stewards of the message of God, as it is broadcast to nearly 250,000 people, potentially in the city of Lincoln, and throughout the world via the internet. We have the opportunity to lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore His sacred name. Today we begin our official broadcast on FM 95.7. But our broadcast is different from any other broadcast, because we broadcast the Word of God, the life-giving, life-changing Word of God. May God bless it, that it would bring forth fruit 30, 60, 100-fold, according to God's gracious blessing. Lift high the cross, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you and for the life of the world. May God richly bless us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, St. Paul speaks of the importance of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. By His death on the cross, our Lord won salvation for us. It is fitting then that our radio station, KNNA 95.7, The Cross, be sanctified by the Word of God and prayer, for our devotion and as a proclamation of His atoning work for us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered Him up for us all, that He might bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our eyes may ever behold our Savior and His cross, and that we might not fear the power of any adversaries, but rather rejoice in His victory for us. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless this radio station and mission work in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
For the prayer, if you turn to page 282, responsive prayer 1, we stand. Page 282. Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, have mercy and hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the will of the Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all the day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
All that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come unto you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have called your church to witness that in Christ you have reconciled us to yourself. Grant that by your Holy Spirit, we may proclaim the good news of your salvation through this radio station, so that all who hear it may receive the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of food you have provided and for all those whose labor brings your blessings to our table. We pray that at this meal to come, we may be strengthened in your service and together may await with joy the feast you have prepared for all the faithful in your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, number 921. 921.
line in that first verse of that hymn, "The power is thine alone, God's alone, to make it sprout and grow." That is true with every and any endeavor that a Christian embarks on. And that is a great, great reminder for us. And we pray that He would bless us individually, families, corporately as a congregation, and with the mission of the church today as it goes out over our radio tower and is broadcast in Lincoln and throughout the world. Check out the news and notes. All the activities are there. Midweek on Wednesday. Worship every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. You're always invited for that as well. And we're one more week with our Wednesday evening Bible study on 3 John. Then we're going to start a study on the CTCR book, CTCR guidelines on racism. That should be a good study as well. Pastor, anything else? What's that? Yes. I think we've stalled long enough, huh? The food is ready. Please join us. Enjoy the festivities. If you have any radio questions, don't ask me. Talk to Nick or Kurt or Jim or Jack or all the radio folks. Okay. Have a great day and week under the cross of Jesus Christ.